Roman Soler moved to Sitka in February, and with spring's arrival, he's been getting a taste of the outdoors with kayaking. He went for the first time in early April, but on his second planned trip, his friends couldn't go.
Because initially we planned a group of people, but like other people were busy, and some people kind of changed their minds. So I was kind of like the only one left over. And he's like, if you want to go, you can borrow the kayak. So I borrowed the kayak from him.
So around 5:30 in the afternoon on April 10th, he set out for his first solo kayaking trip in Stargaven Bay. He paddled 3 miles toward Nakwasina Sound, but as the sun dipped, he turned around to go back. As he was nearing the Stargaven boat launch area on his return trip, the water began to get a little choppy. A wave hit his kayak, dumping Soler into the ocean and swamping his boat. He tried flipping the kayak sideways to empty it.
I flip it sideways, and instead of like water going out, like even more water gets in, and now it's like 100%. Like the compartment where I sit is 100% full of water, and the compartment like behind me is like 100% full of water.
Soler estimates he was about 2,000 feet from the shore, so he tried to swim the distance.
I tried like swimming as hard as I could for maybe like 15 or 20 minutes up to the shore. But then I look back and the kayak is right next to me and nothing changed. You know, I'm like where I was, you know.
He tried swimming the backstroke too, and then he just held onto the kayak and yelled for help. At one point, a boat drove by in the distance and Soler yelled out to them, but they didn't hear him over their engine. Then, after about half an hour, Soler saw something moving toward him in the water.
And I'm thinking this could be like one of those buoys, or this could be someone's head going towards me.
It was Sheila Swanberg, and Soler was in luck. She's a 5-year veteran of Sitka's search and rescue team.
She's kind of your utility knife in search and rescue. She can do a little bit of everything.
Fire Chief Craig Warren says that evening, Swanberg had been walking her dog on the path at the Stargaven Estuary.
And Sheila heard something that she dismissed as a duck. And then she heard it again and said, well, that's a weird-sounding duck. And then the third time she heard it is when she realized that there was a kayak out there.
Warren says she took off running, flagging down a car that was driving by. She told the driver to call 911, and then she tied up her dog, set down her phone, and swam to Soler's aid. She helped him swim back to shore with the kayak.
She was so brave. She like risked her life, going like this very cold water and swimming like such a long distance like towards me.
While Swanberg was responding, the fire department got a boat crew together to rescue the kayaker. But Swanberg managed to get Soler to the shore fast enough that the fire department had to trade the boat for an ambulance. They cared for Soler and took him to Mount Edgecumbe Medical Center, where he was treated for hypothermia. Soler is on the mend now and incredibly thankful to Swanberg for saving him that day. He says at first he was embarrassed about the accident, but now he's hoping others can learn from his mistakes.
And maybe my mistake will actually save some other people from doing the same or like, you know, getting into a very dangerous situation.
He says in the future he probably won't kayak alone. He'll go with a group, get better gear, and maybe pick a warmer day too. Fire Chief Craig Warren says kayakers should be aware of their skill level and the weather. It was gusty on April 10th. He says Soler was lucky Swanberg had been there.
Sheila's really the hero of the day, though. You know, she just did what Sitkins do. We help each other out. She had no idea who this person was, and she didn't think twice about it. She just went in to rescue this person. She didn't have any of her response equipment. She was just being a good person.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.